Thank you. The next application is 11,664. Joseph Al-Arhal, sorry, seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Fire Tower Road, approximately 319 feet north of County Seat Highway, Route 9. The 911 address is 38584 Fire Tower Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 132, Map 13, Parcel 7.02. They are asking for a 5.6-foot variance for the side yard setback for a garage. We received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Joseph R. Hall, 28584 Fire Tower Road, Laurel, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request to the board, please?
Yes. The garage I put up 22 years ago.
Yes, sir.
At the time, Miss Margaret Boyce lived next door, and we put it up. She knew about it. And in the meantime, she's passed away. My wife has passed away 4 years ago. The house has come too big. I want to downsize.
Yes,
sir. I want the easement for to sell the house when we get ready to sell it. I did not have any idea. I had a building permit when we put it up, and I did not have, I thought it was 5 foot from the property line. I have got the drawings here that I had it resurveyed,
yep.
And also pictures of the garage.
Okay.
And the garage is not a professional garage used for anything but for storage and tinkering lawnmower. Lawnmower breaks down, sharpening blades,
right.
My blades, not nobody else's. Okay. It's just an extra storage unit for the garage. I have a two-car garage attached to the house, and that's not a garage to operate out of a business.
Just mainly your personal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Belongings.
Yes.
All right, sir. Okay. We'll start down here with you, Mr. Wharton. Do you have any further questions?
How long has it been there?
22 years, sir.
22 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it's on permanent foundation?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mr. Mills?
Say, you gotten a permit for it?
Yes, I did.
And you didn't notify the county when it was completed? So for
no, they come and looked at it. That's how come after it was all built, I found out that I wasn't far enough. But at the time, I walked over to Miss Margaret's house. Mm-hmm. And Miss Margaret, as well as myself, we're good old Sussex County people. She's lived there for her whole life, and now she's passed away. It didn't bother her. I tried to get her to sign something. She says, Jay, we don't do that in Sussex County. You know better than that.
Right.
So therefore, I never got anything. So that's how that worked. And when they come and looked at it in different stages, he did not tell me until it was all built that I was not far enough from the line. I have my back line of my property 150 foot away. The garage is all right there. It's just that little bit of side.
Okay, so nobody told you had at that time you had to get a variance?
No, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson.
Are your present neighbors now okay with the garage?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickman.
You say you have a dwelling on there now. How old is that dwelling?
The dwelling was built in 1981, sir.
Okay.
I'm the second owner of the house. It was Blair and Kelly Boyce's house at first, and we lived in town, and we bought it and moved out of town, and I needed more room for storage, and that's why I built it. Matter of fact, I've got pictures here on my deed. I brought it with me, that it's in the same exact location, the shed that was there before.
Okay.
But it was smaller.
Smaller shed.
Yes, sir, and I did not realize that.
Okay. Was this a prefab shed or?
No, this has all been built. I got the materials here from the guy that built it. And he had to draw a drawing.
To bring in?
To bring in to you all back then.
Right.
And, you know, that's how I'm off.
And you had the permit. You said you got a permit, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
You got a permit. And it said on there, 15 feet or 5?
Sir, I'm going to be truthful. You didn't read the permit. All I did, stuck it in the window.
Okay. Boy, you're being honest.
I like that. You're being honest, sir.
They're to read. That's the reason they give it to them, you know. So next time you get a permit, read it so you don't.
I sure will.
Get into this fix.
And I should have known better. I have retired and I was supervisor for Del Dock to Area 1. And when you do driveways, people has families and you say, oh, well, you might don't know what's going to happen down the road. I preach that. And here's the preaching backfired on me.
Well, how did you come to know that you're in violation? Just by the neighbor? Or did the county come out and tell you?
No, Miss Margaret has passed away.
Okay.
I knew it. Miss Margaret knew it.
Okay.
And who's got the property now is Bob and Brenda James, the granddaughter.
Okay.
And I just want to make everything legal when I sell the house. That's all I'm after.
Gotcha. Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No other questions.
Okay. Any further questions?
You said there was a smaller shed on that same general location?
Yes.
Was it about the same distance from the side property line as what you currently have?
Yes.
So you didn't go any further towards your neighbor than?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11664. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I mean, you got it on a permanent foundation, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And the exceptional practical difficulty would be if you had to move that, it would cost you quite a bit of money, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
To move
would,
it and put,
would you like to see the pictures?
No, okay. We're past that right now.
Okay.
And the variance will not alter a sense of character of the neighborhood. There's no one that's in opposition to this. Is that correct? You so stated. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,664. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,664 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.